Demonstrations are taking place across the United States today in support of women's abortion rights. The fight to protect abortion rights has intensified since Texas adopted a law on September 1st banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy and authorizing private citizens to sue people they suspect of providing or aiding an abortion. Nearly 200 organizations have called on abortion rights defenders to make their voices heard today. Rallies are planned in more than 600 cities across all 50 U.S. states. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he's backing out of an announced plan to run for vice president in next year's elections and will retire from politics after his term ends. Duterte announced the surprise decision on Saturday. Philippine presidents are limited by the Constitution to a single six-year term, and opponents said they would question the legality of Duterte's announced vice presidential run before the Supreme Court. Duterte took office in 2016 and launched a crackdown on illegal drugs that left more than 6,000 suspects dead. Citizens of Georgia voted on Saturday in local elections a day after the arrest of ex-president and opposition politician Mikhail Saakashvili. The vote could escalate a political standoff between the ruling party and the opposition. Saakashvili left Georgia in 2013 and was sentenced in absentia to prison in 2018. He was arrested Friday after he returned to Georgia and called on his supporters to vote for the opposition. He also said they should stage a street protest after the election. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. China's top anti-corruption watchdog said on Saturday it's investigating a former justice minister, Fu Zhenghua, the latest high-ranking domestic security official to be brought before the authorities in a broad crackdown. The Central Commission for Discipline Inspection said it suspected Fu of serious violations of discipline and national laws. The statement had offered no other details about the investigation. President Xi Jinping began a purge of China's domestic security apparatus last year, seeking to ensure police, prosecutors, and judges are, in his words, absolutely loyal, absolutely pure, and absolutely reliable. Chinese industries from tech to entertainment have come under sweeping crackdowns in recent months. Some celebrities have been told to be more patriotic. Cryptocurrency trading has been banned. Taiwan accused Beijing of bullying on Saturday after Chinese fighter jets and bombers made their largest ever incursion into the island's air defense zone. Premier Su Tseng-Chang told reporters Saturday, China has been bellicose and damaging regional peace while engaging in many bullying acts. He said it's evident that the international community rejects such behaviors by China. Beijing marked its National Day on Friday with its biggest aerial show of force against Taiwan to date, buzzing the self-ruled Democratic Island with 38 warplanes, including nuclear-capable H-6 bombers. Taiwan's defense ministry said it scrambled its aircraft to broadcast warnings after 22 fighters, two bombers, and one anti-submarine aircraft entered the island's southwest air defense zone on Friday. A second batch of 13 jets then crossed into Taiwan's air defense zone later on Friday in a rare night incursion that brought the total to a record 38, according to the ministry. Taiwan's 23 million people live under the constant threat of invasion by China, which views the island as its territory and has vowed to one day seize it by force if necessary. And U.S. President Joe Biden's popularity has slumped, with half of Americans now approving and half disapproving of his leadership. That's according to a new poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Support for the president, who pledged to bring the country together and restore competence in the government, has declined after a slew of challenges in recent weeks at home and abroad. That includes the withdrawal from Afghanistan and, of course, the coronavirus pandemic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.
Hey.